Yes, what a massive 24 hours in the world of football, and who better to chat about it with than the one and only Peter O'Rourke from ESPN in the UK, at SportsPedo on Twitter. Good evening to you there, Pete, and who knows where to start after the Mourinho news over the last 2 hours, after that bombshell of the European Super League about 24 hours ago.
Yeah, it's been a dramatic last 24 hours in the world of football, Scotty. A lot happened with the European Super League and, as you said, Jose Mourinho being sacked by Tottenham.
We'll start with the Mourinho news, and who would have thought that some little while ago, but obviously after 17 months in charge, Tottenham have sacked him there. What do you make of that? Obviously, all guns blazing, Tottenham started the season, have been pretty diabolical since then, and feels like it wasn't a massive surprise.
Yeah, probably wasn't a massive surprise. Maybe the timing was a bit surprising, considering Tottenham have the Carabao Cup final to prepare for later this week. So to be sacked 6 days before a major final probably is surprising. But like you said, Scotty, Spurs' form probably in the last 4 months has been pretty shocking. The start of the season really well. They looked like maybe they were going to put up a title challenge, but they've quickly faded away. There's been reports of unhappy players. Jose has probably not helped himself as well with some of his comments in the press. He sort of hung his players out to dry as well. And once you lose the dressing room, there's no way back. And with Spurs languishing down in seventh place and facing a real battle to try and get in that top four, I think the club have decided they need a new man to take over to get Spurs back to where they feel they should be.
Pete, it certainly felt like it did, and not just losing the players, but seemingly losing most of the fans over the last few months as well, Mourinho.
Yeah, there's been a large section of the Tottenham fans who have been unhappy with the style of football under Jose Mourinho since he's taken over. He's just been in the job about 17 months. Guided them to sixth place last season in that conjuncted season with COVID and everything. But yeah, it's a style of football. It's not the normal Spurs way of attacking football. It's been back to the old Mourinho way of almost parking the bus and trying to hit teams on the counter-attack, which doesn't play to the strengths of some of those players at Tottenham. The likes of Harry Kane, Son, Lucas Moura. There's some top quality attacking players in that Spurs team. And then the way he's treated Dele Alli and Gareth Bale, I think, has been pretty key in all of this as well. They've sort of been frozen out of things at Tottenham this season. And if you're not going to use top players like that, the fans are going to ask questions. And I think probably Mourinho's been a bit lucky to last this long, because if we had fans in the stadium with some of the performances and the results, they might have been calling for his head a lot earlier.
So Mourinho sacked by Tottenham after 17 months in charge. What does this mean for the Spurs going forward this season, do you think, Pete? Can they mount some sort of Champions League challenge, or too far gone, do you think?
Me personally, I think they're probably too far gone right now, but I think Daniel Levy has made this decision to try and get a reaction from the Spurs players in the hope that they might make a late charge for this top four spot, and we know how lucrative it is for clubs to be in the Champions League. He'll also maybe be looking for that new manager boost ahead of this Carabao Cup final against Manchester City this weekend coming. Ryan Mason, the former Tottenham midfielder who sadly had to retire at such a young age, he's been working at the club's academy. He's now been promoted into the first team, so he will take charge of training alongside Chris Powell. So those two men look like they're going to be in charge of this Tottenham team for probably the rest of the season before a new man is brought in.
Who do you think that new man could possibly be?
Oh, well, I'm sure there's going to be no shortage of takers for the job, because it's still a really attractive job. We know what Spurs have done in recent years under Mauricio Pochettino. They've just moved to that new wonderful stadium, probably one of the best in Europe, and they're a well-run club off the pitch. So I think there'll be some big names linked with this job. The favourite at the minute seems to be Julian Nagelsmann, the RB Leipzig manager, who's highly regarded as one of the best young coaches in European football. He's done a great job at Leipzig. Obviously, they reached the Champions League semi-finals last year. Also done well in the Champions League this year, and have been competing with Bayern Munich in the Bundesliga. So he's the favourite. And another one probably to keep an eye on will be Brendan Rodgers at Leicester. He has a lot of admirers inside the Tottenham boardroom with what he's done at Leicester, also previously what he's done at Liverpool. So maybe I think the job might come down between Nagelsmann and Brendan Rodgers.
Chatting to the one and only Peter O'Rourke, ESPN in the UK, at SportsPedo on Twitter, after a massive news day in the world of the world game, and Mourinho sacked by Tottenham after 17 months in charge. Story topping, who would have thought this? The European Super League made a breakaway league with the top six EPL teams included in it. And of course, the reaction's been mixed today, but particularly negative from former players.
Yeah, it's been pretty widely condemned by former players, especially Gary Neville, who has been very outspoken on the whole topic of a European Super League. He made an impassioned plea on Sky Sports during Manchester United's game at Burnley yesterday for this to be stopped in its tracks, and for those top six Premier League clubs to have bans or points deductions or fines just to try and punish them for even thinking of this European Super League idea. But yeah, it's really shaking football to its core at the minute, and it all seems it's all down to money and greed among these top six clubs, including Liverpool, Manchester United, Manchester City, Chelsea, Arsenal and Tottenham. So it just seems like the rich just want to keep getting richer and just leave the rest all alone. It's a private party and only certain clubs are allowed, it seems.
And of course, yes, on that, maybe some of the lesser teams might be benefiting in the EPL, given there'll be so much football for these top teams. They might have a bit of a tired head, mate, with obviously the Super League and EPL, Champions League, etc. to all contend with.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot for these big clubs to compete with, but we all know they just want to see how much revenue they can make, so that's probably the whole plan of this European Super League. But I think if this European Super League is to happen, it could probably be the end of the Champions League. I think that's the whole plan of these 12 clubs that have signed up for the European Super League. They're trying to compete against the Champions League, and I'm hoping that it doesn't go ahead and maybe just a new format of the Champions League and an agreement or a compromise can be reached between these 12 clubs and the rest of the UEFA family as well, because I don't think we want any splinter groups or anything set up like that, because football, we all know, is about the fans, and it seems the fans are being forgotten about in all of this.
Certainly sent shockwaves through the world game and all around, of course, the sporting globe there, mate. Thanks so much for your time. We could chat forever about it, no doubt. And I know you're snowed under. Really appreciate your time as always, mate. And take care, and thanks once again. And we look forward to chatting again soon.
No problem, Scotty. Take care.